You can get away with anything, dude. That guy who was snorting the coke? The fucking Miami coach?
The
guy has CTE,
no,
dude.
That guy's a fuck. He couldn't help. That guy's the fucking best, dude. He's just doing coke off a chick. Wasn't he like, I wish this was your pussy right now? Yeah. It's like, whoa. Yeah. That's fucking sick.
That guy definitely went to a strip club, fell in love with the stripper. She gave him a little bit of coke, and he was just fucking sprung, dude. I wish this was your pussy right now.
Such a white guy fucking thing to say.
He's doing his teeny lines. Dude, that video, you have to see that video.
I didn't watch it yet. I've seen stills of it.
Have you seen the video?
I haven't seen it.
What? No. I have it right on my phone.
Fire it up. I'd love to see it.
Holy shit. It's so fucking funny.
So this is a Miami Dolphins offensive line coach, I think?
Yeah.
That's sick. Offensive line coaches are the best.
So this is the...
It's the best coach on the team.
This is the guy just fucking getting into it.
Hey, babe. Miss you. Thinking about you. How about me going to a meeting and doing this before I go? There's those big grains falling, but I miss you. I miss you a lot.
Yes, dude.
You think it's fucked up? I think not. I wish I was looking this off your pussy.
Dude, what the fuck was that?
That's how you get your girl wet, dude.
Send her a video of you doing like three tiny lines of coke off your desk. What the fuck was that guy
thinking?
That's
how you get pussy, dude.
That makes no sense.
Dude, I'm telling you, my spidey sense tells me that he met a stripper, fell in love with her, they did a little coke, and he was probably on like a team trip to like wherever the fuck they were.
Yeah.
That's why he was like, we won't be able to do this again for a long time, but I'm thinking about you whenever I do. He probably fucking met some little hot Puerto Rican bro. She's like, try this, Poppy, and he was like, yeah, the Dolphins want to go 14-1.
The Dolphins, they fucking suck. That's so funny. Got a coked out coach.
Oh, dude. That's actually great to have like a coked out line coach.
Yeah, he get you fired up.
Dude, he was probably so funny in that meeting. He probably unbuttoned like three of his buttons and was like, oh, whatever you guys want to do.
He's like a fucking, he's like a nerd that's doing drugs for the first time.
Yeah.
He's like, you see this? You think this is cool? You see what I'm doing right now?
You probably think I'm crazy.
I wish we were kissing. I wish I could make out with you right now. Touch your boobs.
It is funny because he's doing the tiniest little lines of coke and he's like, oh, yeah. You probably think I'm crazy right now.
You think I'm crazy doing this before a meeting? I wish this was your pussy. What the fuck, dude?
The meeting's probably hilarious. You're like, we need better blocking. And he's like, yeah, we're going to get good blocking. We're going to have the best.
Yeah. He did have an air of Trump to him.
Yeah.
His weird tone and the way he spoke, it was very odd.
He's like, dude.
You and me, we have fun. We have so much fun. We're going to have fun. I wish I was doing this off of your pussy.
That was every white guy when Trump won. Every morning, that morning, we all woke up and were like, you probably think I'm crazy for this, don't you?
I'm crazy for this Trump victory. I'm going to do some cocaine. I wish this was right off your butt. I'm going to fucking kiss your butt cheeks.
I got to start sending shit like that to my girlfriend.
I mean, I think that guy lost his job not because of doing coke, but because of how fucking corny he was.
You think? Yeah, I mean,
that
was
the sheer embarrassment of being around NFL players and being that fucking gay.
Yeah.
If that guy was my coach, I'd be like, dude, you are a fucking idiot.
If you got caught doing coke, I'd have been like, all right, you know, we'll work. But that video, dude, if it's him being like, yeah, I'm doing this before a meeting. You probably think I'm crazy, right? I'm going to lick this off your pussy.
There's one part where he like makes direct eye contact with the camera. He's like, and we have a lot of fun together. So much fun.
Dude, she definitely fucking gave the video up. She was like, oh, that's hilarious. There was some girl who was like,
look at this moron.
Like this guy. She was showing her friends. Like, that's Miami Dolphins coach. And she was like, I'm going to give this to the Daily Mail. He was like, fuck. Oh, that stripper would safeguard my fucking dangerous video.
What a fucking stupid video to just be like, hey, here's the most incriminating thing I have.
Yeah.
I'll give this to you.
Yeah. Strange lady that I'm probably cheating on my wife
and
with.
What a fucking unseductive video of just you doing coke.
True.
There's nothing
Well, that's a weird, like, yeah, and I don't,
what, am I crazy? You think I'm crazy?
That's a weird, like, coke couple thing where it's like, I'm wild, I'm fast. I'm going to do this coke in my desk and head on to the office.
I thought once you were, like, 25, if someone did coke around you, you were just like, oh, cool. No, like, one's impressed by you doing coke.
No, not at all. But I'm telling you, when that guy probably is, what, like, 55? Some lady gave him coke, and he was probably like, this stuff's fucking great.
This guy's the best.
This chick's the best.
There's no way he's turning this.
I love her.
There's no way he's turning this around.
He's going to go to rehab.
He's gone, dude.
Oh, dude, he's going to start smoking crack.
Yeah.
The fact that video surfaced,
yeah, he's
done. Just going to become a full vagabond.
Yeah.
He's going to find his girl, though. He's going to fuck that chick up the weekend.
He should kill her. That's and kill her.
That's a fucked up leak.
That is.
That's the equivalent to leaking a female's nudes. How, like, those women actresses get their nudes leaked, it's like...
Somebody hacks those, usually.
You think someone hacked his fucking coke video?
I think that Puerto Rican stripper hacked her own cell phone.
She hacked her fucking Metro PCS, dude, and sent that thing out.
Dude, that was for the victims of the hurricane.
You think he was doing that for... You think he was doing it for the victims?
Like, yeah, just get your power back on, Puerto Rico. Oh, yeah. Oh my goodness.
You imagine the magnitude of having a video like that spread about, like, have that spread about you.
The fucking, no, I can't. Dude, I tried to go to bed early last night. I went to bed at like 1.
Mm-hmm.
I had a fucking panic attack basically till 4 a.m.
Oh, you had a long
Not a panic attack, but just I couldn't go to sleep.
Yeah.
It ended up like fucking Googling people from my past and like see what they're doing. I'm like, it was crazy. It was crazy. It was nuts.
It'd be so funny if you made the exact same video last night. You're in your phone right now, like, it's fucking weird.
The anxiety of just a regular... I was totally sober.
Uh-huh.
Just a regular day anxiety gets to me. Imagine the anxiety of waking up and being like, what in the fuck did I send that for?
Yeah.
You'd have to call her and be like, please, God, I'll do anything. Delete that.
Yeah, but it's too late, dude. That thing hits the net. It's the Daily Mail, dude. You're gone. Yeah, I couldn't imagine. Just enough of being like, am I on the right track? And laying in bed like, oh.
I would not be upset about using cocaine. I would be upset about how fucking corny that guy is. Like, I'd be like, damn. Like, it's just like, it's just like when they catch someone cheating.
Yeah.
Or like a politician, and then they read the texts.
Like when Wiener got caught, dude?
Yeah, when they read out the texts. I wouldn't be embarrassed as much as when they're like, oh yeah, baby, that sounds hot. I'd love to see your titties.
Oh, like
when some local news reads your text on the news.
Dude, that I told you about one of my exes when her dad cheated, right?
No.
I told you about that, didn't I? I was dating this girl when I was younger and her dad got caught cheating. So like they kicked him out.
Yeah.
And me and this dude didn't get along at all. So like I think I told you about this, but I didn't tell you the other part. So he was cheating with his neighbor across the street.
Fuck yeah.
And the neighbor, the girl had a bisexual husband who was getting his freak on as well.
Fuck yeah. Yeah. Shout out Alex Perlman.
So then like there was another guy who lived in the neighborhood who got caught, like all the wives like descended on their husbands finding out. So one guy got caught leaking like nudes to this lady. Like all these dudes found out like the party was on with this lady. They're like leaking nudes and shit, but the guy came back and the lady read one of it. He was sending her love letters. So she hacked his email and found he was sending her like Beatles or like who's that? Who sings that? The Beach Boys, Wouldn't It Be Nice?
Oh.
He wrote the lyrics and like added their names in throughout the lyrics. Dude, it was so fucking gay. And she's reading this guy, his head's down. He's just like, I know.
Oh.
I'm 17. I'm just sitting there like, Yo, bro.
I told you I was gay when I was younger. I wrote some poems. If any of those things...
Yeah, but you were 17,
50. It doesn't matter. If any of those resurface, I am fucking devastated. The one my ex-girlfriend sent me one that I wrote to her, like mocking me.
It's just a few years ago. It's just a script of like, I'm crazy for doing this here.
It was basically that, dude. It was so fucking bad. And I was like, I was like, you need to destroy that. Please destroy that.
Oh, how many are out there? I got a couple floating around. I wrote love letters in high school to this girl.
I wrote a poem in college.
Nice.
When I was with my ex.
That must have been sick, dude.
It was so, I mean, it was...
Does she still have it?
She had it, like...
She didn't destroy it.
4 years ago, she still had it?
She still has it.
She probably destroyed it now, but...
She probably folded it up and put it in a locket.
But good lord.
Can you know any of the bars?
Of course I know the fucking bars, dude. You think I'm going to fucking recite them on here? Oh my god, I'm remembering them now. It's fucking killing me, dude.
Give me like two bars, no, dude.
Even one. Me, dude. I would be so embarrassed.
Shane's about to puke mom spaghetti right now, dude.
I'm so fucking embarrassed, dude.
Dude, you only get one fucking chance, dude.
I should get ahead of the story. I should get ahead of this.
You only get one chance, dude. Dude, you're like B-Rabbit right now. You gotta recite your love poetry.
I cannot recite my love poem.
Dude, please recite your love poetry.
I can't, dude. There's no way I can.
Roses are red.
No. I was a fucking great poet, dude.
Damn.
It was really good. But,
can I guess words that were in it? You have to tell me if they're in there or not.
Go ahead.
Eternal?
No.
Okay.
Is that the only one you had locked up?
Yeah.
No eternal. I wasn't. Oh, man. Anyway, let's get the fuck off this subject.
Anything about the pouring rain?
No.
Okay. Hearts?
I don't think hearts. I don't think I was very cliche.
Corazon?
No.
Spanish?
Although Spanish might have. It was right around that period where I was getting into Spain.
Flowers?
No flowers.
Ocean?
It was a lot of literary references.
Okay.
Which makes it... That's what's even more embarrassing about it. I, like, referenced all of my favorite books in it.
Oh, my God.
Like, I just can't. I'll tell you this. Mechanical Hound was in there. That was two words that were in that poem. Mechanical Hound.
And that was the autobiography of Anne Frank.
Oh, of course. I was like, I'd love to hide in the attic with you.
I'd love to storm your attic.
I'd say, aren't we crazy for this? Hiding from the Nazis up here. Right up your pussy.
I told you, I already said that before. My brother found my stash of love letters.
Oh, my God.
I beat his fucking ass, dude.
I wish there was somebody I could beat up for this.
Yeah, beat up her.
I can't beat anybody up for this.
Beat her up.
No, this is all my doing.
True.
No little brother exposed
me. How old are you?
I was fucking. I was late too. I transferred like four times in college.
Oh, this was in college.
I was like 23. I was like 22.
That's sick, dude.
No, it's really fucking embarrassing.
You gotta read it all. You have to.
Really? Well, it was like.
Do you have the whole thing committed to memory?
No. No.
Dude, that is so funny.
That's devastating.
What?
That poem.
I wrote poems online when I was younger.
Yeah, but you're talking like young, like
19.
8th grade. Oh, yeah. Never mind.
Yeah, 19, 18. I wrote sick fucking poems.
Imagine,
dude,
getting your hands on one of those.
I'll fucking pull it up right now. My bars are fucking
no,
sick.
No, you won't.
Dude.
You're fucking. No, you still have your own poetry?
I put it online, dude, on storymash.com.
What?
Yeah, dude.
You released poems about love?
Well, it's not about love, dude.
All right. Well, then fuck that.
True.
It's not as embarrassing. Although, yeah, fire it up. I'd like to hear one of your poems. So I did just left you off the hook there.
Fucking read it.
Read it. You got to read it to the listener.
I'll see if I can find it.
Listener, do you have any gay poems?
Let
if
me
so.
See. Yeah, call them in right now.
Call them.
But you can't call us. I'd have to find them. Oh, shit.
Where are we at time-wise? We got to be done. We got to be done by this, right?
Let me say, yeah. I
think this has got to be like an hour and a half.
No, we're at 54 minutes.
Oh, yeah, because we deleted about a half hour.
What, we deleted our Serial podcast.
Very spooky podcast earlier.
Yeah, that was Serial.
Yeah, that was... Yeah, again, it's like in fucking To Catch a Predator.
Yeah.
The most embarrassing part is when they're reading the fucking text. If you, like, if you ever sexed anybody or anything like that, if somebody reads what you wrote.
Oh, dude, it'd be fucking done.
It's unbelievably
embarrassing.
Dude,
so this happened to me. Oh, boy. Speaking of which.
Yeah.
This is the worst fucking timing. The night before, I was moving in, new place with the girlfriend, dude. New beginnings, everything's going well. I had this new phone, so she uploaded all my shit on there.
Mm-hmm.
She's going through all my pictures and videos and all this stuff.
Yeah, I know about this.
You hear about this?
No, I'm just saying.
Oh, dude.
It's like the KGB, dude. You got to hide that info.
We were broken up. I was doing my online dating, and some girls would be like, send me a picture of yourself.
Oh, no.
So I would have sent a video. I'd be like, yo, it's me, blah, 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 blah. Like, I'm not sending a picture. So I had this video, dude. It's me be like, hey, and like... So she pulls it up and goes, what's this? And starts to play it. And I was like, no. Snag
Let
it
me
from
hear
her.
What you said in the video. Literally, I know you remember it.
It was just me being like, hey, it's me. It was the 20-year-old, dude. So I was like, sorry, I look so old. I haven't really slept last night. But yeah, it's me. What's up? It was real quick. It was just me fucking around. And I was like, I look like a geezer. But she's like, what was that? And I was like, it was just like a video I sent to some girl I went on a date with. She's like, let me watch it. And I was like, no. And dude, like her roommate sat there and was probably like, what the fuck?
Oh, God.
So we had an icy fucking night before we moved downstairs. We just sat.
God.
I'm like, we weren't together. She's like, I know. She's like, why won't you let me see it? I was like, it's fucking weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
Damn, you sent a video?
Yeah, dude. Introductory
that's
video.
That's a fucking weird thing.
It's a sick move. I'm not sending a selfie, dude. I hate taking pictures of myself.
True.
So she's like, send me. And like, on the internet, it's like, you got to prove you're a real person.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, well, I'll send a fucking vid.
Damn. That's weird.
Dude,
dating's fucking gotta be so weird.
It is weird.
I'm never.
It's weird until you get head and you're like, whoa, this is fucking sick. You're like, this is sick.
Yeah, that's sir. That's the worst part of To Catch a Predator.
Watching them,
not
those
even
retarded
them
guys
trying to fuck a kid. That crime is not as heinous as
the stuff they wrote.
The atrocity that Chris Hansen commits when he's the most guilty person.
True, reading that shit out loud.
When he reads somebody's sex out loud
on television,
it's like, oh yeah, baby, I could teach you what a real man does. From Crazy for the Nats, like from Washington Wizards fan. Like, oh man, it's like, yeah, baby, do you ever masturbate? What do you think of when you masturbate?
Didn't he get caught like cheating on his wife?
He did something, yeah. Old Hanson's a little.
I mean, you can't. That's karma, dude.
Of course.
Imagine the enemies, dude. Who there's probably a fucking like Batman.
There's
tower.
Probably 90 retards and a bunch of Indian dudes that are going for his fucking throat.
There's a whole network.
I'd kill him. I'd fucking go.
That's
out
murder
that
worthy,
guy.
Dude. I mean, again.
Granted, you were wrong in the first
place. Wrong.
Trying to fuck a kid.
You were trying to fuck a kid.
Now, if you're from a third world country. You got to go samurai sword that guy's head off.
Because you weren't doing anything wrong at that point.
You were doing a purely legal thing.
You came to America for
India.
Hot young chicks.
Yes.
And this dude pussy, imagine that, dude.
Imagine you're some fucking Mexican. They got some lads on that show. They trapped
a
couple lads.
Oh, they got a lot of Indian dudes.
Lads and Indians is their fucking... You're from a third world country.
Yeah.
A hot 15-year-old is fair game.
Hot 15-year-old's a
you
hot 15-year-old
over
there.
You can fucking marry a 15-year-old over there.
Yeah.
You can fuck her and be like, yeah, that's...
She's married, too.
She's a beautiful girl. She is my wife now. I don't care what you say anymore. This is my wife. But, and then you get to America, some hot temptress.
Oh, my God.
And fucking bitch-ass Hanson trick you in there.
This dude, can you imagine
fuck that.
Getting into America? You worked your whole life. You get all your paperwork, and you're like, dude, I'm in America. Your whole family in India is like, we are rooting for you. And you come over here. And they're like, how is America? Why are you back? And you're like, this place is all right. It's, you know, I fucking went over there.
Yeah, right. They
got on TV over there. I was on TV. Like, what show? Like, oh, some show. I forget.
Some show about fucking 15-year-olds.
Some dating
like,
show.
Oh, sweet. Did you get to fuck that 15-year-old? Like, no, it's weird over there. You can't fuck them. You're not allowed. She was hot.
They kick you out of America if you fuck 15-year-olds.
Some fucking guy showed up and kicked me out. I was standing there naked in the living room. I was ready.
Well, what did you write to her? Like, I told her I would teach her how to touch her nipples. And they're like, great.
Yeah, it's like, did he read it on national television? Let everyone know how good you are with words? He's like, are you a woman yet? Have you had your first blood?
I brought you a wine cooler.
To Catch a Predator never gets old. No, those jokes have been going on for like 20 years now.
Just to think about a guy who was in America sitting, like looking for work, dad of a whole family, just like sitting on the shoreline. His kids are like, Papa, how was America? He's like, we will never speak of it ever again.
Dude, the lad getting caught. Because leading up to getting caught, he must have been like, dude, America is the best place on earth. Yeah, I've been here for 3 fucking days and already some hot kid is trying to fuck me.
That's the first thing he does. He gets the internet. He's like, what's the internet? He's like, oh, it connects you to people. He was like 13-year-old girl.
Yeah, he just immediately Googled. Yeah. Oh man, yeah, but those when they read that, it's just the lads though, they're like, yeah, that's
yeah.
The lads and Indians are like, yes, could you please leave?
Yes.
Like, get the fuck out of here. I'm about to score, dude.
He cracks him a beer, he's like, here you go.
Yeah,
please.
I'm about to have sex. What do you think? Get out of here.
Dude.
Please.
That is so funny.
You must go.
Oh, my God.
All right. We should wrap it up, right?
Yeah, we're at an hour. Challenge of the week. Find my poetry online. I dare you.
Find Matt McCusker. Did you have a name or did you go by Matt McCusker?
No, I have a a pen handle.
Pen name? What's your name?
You have to make a login.
What's your how are they going to find it if you don't?
I had MJM942. That was my login.
MJM942? Yeah. Oh, that's easy find. Google MJM942.
You might find it. You might not.
Find some poetry.
Yeah, dude.
Also, November 8th, we're doing Digital Graffiti, the return of Digital Graffiti.
Yeah, November 8th.
That's still in the works. That might not... I don't know what's going on.
At Helium, we'll let you know.
November 8th, Digital Graffiti. I think it's a Wednesday.
Wednesday night, yeah.
Us being mean to other people, which is very fun.
Yeah.
And then November 22nd.
Live podcast
at Helium. That's the fucking one.
Yep.
You need to be there.
Night before
Thanksgiving,
fun.
We're going to fucking blackout. It'll be very fun. I don't know. This weekend, I'm opening for The Rich Voss down in D.C.
Damn.
So if you're from D.C., go to that. And other than that, find Matt's poetry online.
Exactly.
Suck our dicks.
If you're Shane's ex-girlfriend, please give me the
fucking
thing.
If you're my ex-girlfriend, don't fucking... send anyone that fucking poem.
Oh man, dude.
Do not.
The dogs are on the trail right now.
If that gets out, I know, dude. Don't even joke about that. I would honestly be ruined.
Why?
It's so gay.
What?
I based my whole life on calling other people gay. That's why I dress like this. I'm not allowed to wear anything cool. I'm not allowed to do anything cool.
So if someone finds your love letter, it'd be funny if you started dressing cool.
I would have to turn cool.
You'd have to dress cool, yeah.
I'd have to be gay now.
Get like leather boots.
Yeah. Look at that, dude. Those are my shoes.
You have to get pointy leather boots.
Nike sneakers.
You have to wear like a fedora and pointy.
I got some old
you'd have to dress
button
like,
downs up
you
there.
You have to dress like Rich Voss. Dude,
all my... Yeah, I'm going to start wearing Ed Hardy and shit. Yeah. Dude, look how out of style all my old clothes are now. It's really funny.
That's all about to change. It's going to be like silk suits up there in a minute.
I'm going to have to.
Dude, people are going to fucking find that thing.
If somebody gets a hold of that poem, I'm going to be like the young pope. I think it's going to ruin me. It turns out everybody loves it. And they're like, wow, what a compassionate, beautiful writer.
Exactly.
No, it's the worst. I gotta see it. So fucking corny. No, I can't.